Joining me now is Wayne Bell, author of The Culture Club, found in FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. You look so different today, Kyle.
Yes, I am in for Kyle today, but we are still going to talk about pop culture and such this weekend. Crazy Stupid Love came out at the theaters, and it's a little different from what you typically find during the summer at the theaters.
Well, the big movies this past weekend, it looked like, were Cowboys and Aliens with Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig. And Smurfs, the movie, which actually, I think, when it's all said and done, might have won the weekend, which pleases me.
It pleases you.
As a man of the 80s, but...
That's fair.
I did go see Crazy Stupid Love because it had been marketed as kind of an adult comedy, a comedy that attracted to an older demographic, post-25. And I was surprised. It's really well written. It's well acted. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone and Steve Carell and... Marissa Tomei and Julianne Moore. It's smart, sexy, witty, and it got me thinking about why these films don't get made more during the summer, because I don't tend to go a lot during the summer to see, you know, the big action movies. But every summer, whether it be last summer with The Kids Are All Right or a couple of years ago with Little Miss Sunshine, these movies that appeal to adults come out and they do very well. And you know, they're movies that I think our listeners really respond to. But for whatever reason, they get pushed aside for blockbusters.
Why do you think it is that the summertime is full of superheroes and explosions? And
well, apparently people past the age of 25, women and minorities, don't exist in the summer. It's just young 18-year-old boys.
Right.
You know, if you look at this past summer... I would say Crazy Stupid Love is the best and most well-written, well-acted of the films. But from Bridesmaids to Bad Teacher to Friends with Benefits, all these movies that came out did pretty well with adult audiences.
Right.
It's just they're not, you know, they don't have a 4 in the title or an 8 or Revenge of. And you look at something like Pirates of the Caribbean, it's come and gone. You look at them all and you can just kind of lump them together because even with Harry Potter, they had a huge opening weekend and then a huge fall off. These movies do really well on the opening weekend, these big blockbusters, and then they die. Whereas these smaller films that, you know, appeal to adults, they have staying power. Kids Are All Right pretty much stayed around for most of last year, you know, based on good word of mouth. Little Miss Sunshine started really small and stayed around for the whole year and in the conversation.
And it's kind of interesting, those two movies that you mentioned also feature Julianne Moore and Steve Carell, who are in Crazy Stupid Love.
That's interesting. I haven't thought about it. And I will say that when we left Crazy Stupid Love, I'm not giving anything away.
Okay.
It says in the preview that, you know, Julianne Moore is unhappy in her marriage to Steve Carell and she wants to leave. And, you know, I was sitting here going, this is her new role. And a lot of these movies that she's been doing lately, she's this, you know, this adulteress or an alcoholic, or she's just really good at tragically flawed women. But it really has proven that, you know, Steve Carell is way beyond The Office now.
Yes.
And, you know, and then it shows us people that, you know, we may not have appreciated in the past, like Emma Stone or Marissa Tomei or Ryan Gosling, doing really excellent work.
There's definitely an audience for those big blockbuster movies. Do you think it would be better if they spread it out throughout the year?
I would love
better?
It. I think it would two prongs, spread it out throughout the year. And of course, the reason they don't is because kids are out of school.
Do you think that maybe some of these movies that are more appealing to adults kind of are afraid to put themselves in during the summer? Because I know a lot of the more people that want to be taken more seriously tend to come out in the fall.
Well, yeah, they come out in the fall and around Christmas for the Oscars.
For the Oscars. So,
you know, it's kind of like, well, maybe if something like Crazy Stupid Love came out in November or December, it would get lost amongst those movies.
Fair.
Because it's not serious. No one... I'm not giving anything away. No one dies of cancer.
No, it's not like super dramatic.
no one has to learn how to overcome their speech impediment right. to address the people of England. So, you know, it could be lost during that too. But yeah, I mean, I think they probably are a little bit afraid, but there's really nothing to lose now, because I would argue that the core demographic for Fast and Furious 5 or, you know, something like that is completely different than Crazy Stupid Love.
Now, see, I don't remember a time when summer didn't involve explosions and superheroes or cartoons or wizards.
Oh, yeah.
Was there a time where this was not, summer was not necessarily just the blockbuster? I mean, when did that change?
Well, I think it started to really change in the late 90s, because in the mid 90s, you still had stuff that would come out and it was a huge epic movie like a Lion King or Forrest Gump. Or even, you know, Jurassic Park to some extent, even though I do know that, you know, that's a big mm-hmm. franchise. It wasn't then.
Right.
And then in the late 90s, it started to become Will Smith summers. So it was Independence Day or
Men in Black
or Wild Wild West. And he started coming out with these epic movies every summer. And then they started to one-up themselves and other people started to get in on it. And I think that that really took hold in the late 90s. And now, you know, the summers are so saturated.
So what do you think needs to be done in order for that to change?
Well, adults are going to have to show, you know, attendance at these smaller movies in record numbers. But I don't see it changing, because, you know, the summer is seen as that period where, you know, the school year's out or work is less and you can kind of dumb down and, you know, lose some brain cells in the heat. And as it stands right now, you know, that's what we have. But you can still look forward to, I know next summer is the Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
Last summer was Inception. Mm-hmm. You can have smart, big movies. So if they're not going to change the format and they're still going to do big action movies, at least make them smart. At least put an extra 10 minutes into your story, because, you know, there may be a lot of teenagers in the audience, but a lot of parents are in there too. And so why do we have to dumb everything down?
So you're probably done watching movies for the summer.
I'm probably done until about October, September, October. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Wayne Bell is the author of The Culture Club, found at FableFlare.com. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.